This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
There are two words in the English language which, when used in combination, should signal to you that an obscene crime of historic proportions is taking place. Those two words? Mass graves. Now, the soil of Gaza is filled with mass graves, and along with the repeated genocidal statements of Israeli leaders, that should have defined Western media coverage of Israel's onslaught. But it hasn't. Instead, we have more attention, indeed more anger, about those who are protesting against those who caused these mass graves in the first place. What should be leading the headlines right now are mass graves containing hundreds of bodies at two of Gaza's largest hospitals. Well, they were before Israel launched its attacks on them and essentially destroyed the medical system of Gaza itself, a genocidal act. Now, yesterday, the New York Times had four prominently displayed articles about US college protests. Guess how many they had about mass graves in Gaza? Zero. It really sums up the coverage of this crime since the start, doesn't it? Lies by omission, more scrutiny of those who oppose the slaughter than those who are actually executing the slaughter. I mean, just stop for a moment. Mass graves are hospitals. Say it out loud, maybe, if simply thinking it doesn't allow you to fully absorb the horror. Mass graves at hospitals. Now, let's be clear, if a state hostile to the West, not an ally of the West, was responsible for these mass graves, they wouldn't just be the main headlines in newspapers or broadcast media. They would be deafening, overwhelming calls for Western military intervention. No question about that. Far less in terms of crime happening in Kosovo, notwithstanding the terrible crimes that did happen there in the late 1990s, in the time of Slobodan Milosevic's regime in Serbia. They just weren't on this scale. But they were used at the time to justify NATO military intervention. Now, let's read a report published by the United Nations with a truly horrendous headline. Mass graves in Gaza show victims' hands were tied, says UN Rights Office. It goes on, disturbing reports continue to emerge about mass graves in Gaza, in which Palestinian victims were reportedly found stripped naked with their hands tied, prompting renewed concerns about possible war crimes amid ongoing Israeli airstrikes, the UN Human Rights Office said on Tuesday. They described hundreds of bodies buried deep in the ground, covered with waste. The report says a total of 283 bodies were recovered at Nasser Hospital in Khan Yunis, which Israeli troops recently withdrew from after virtually wiping the entire city from the face of the earth, with the vast majority of buildings there estimated to have been severely damaged or entirely destroyed. Now, according to Ravini Shamdasani, the spokesperson for the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, among the deceased were allegedly older people, women and wounded, while others were found tied with their hands, tied and stripped of their clothes. They also described more bodies found at Al-Shifa Hospital, previously the biggest hospital in Gaza, but now ruined by Israel's military assault, with UN workers who assessed the site declaring it was an empty shell with most equipment reduced to ashes. They discussed there 30 bodies buried in two graves in the courtyard of Al-Shifa Hospital, one in front of the emergency building, the other in front of the dialysis building. Shamdasani added, there are reports that the hands of some of those bodies were also tied, adding that there could be many more victims, despite the claims by Israeli Defense Forces to have killed 200 Palestinians during the Al-Shifa Medical Complex operation. Now, as the UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk put it, the intentional killing of civilians, detainees and others who are hors de combat is a war crime. Hors de combat means a soldier who can't fight because they're sick, wounded, captured, incapacitated. They can't be harmed because they don't pose a threat. It's against international law. It's a war crime. Now, according to Anastasia Moran, an official at the International Rescue Committee, a total of around 500 bodies are now expected to be recovered from this mass grave at Nasser Hospital in Gaza. 500 bodies. Bear in mind, Gaza's pre-war population is around 2.2 million. So if you think of a country the size of Britain, 67 million people there, or in the United States, well over 300 million. I mean, the impact of 500 bodies being found in a mass grave here would be huge. Gaza's much smaller in terms of population. Now, there are two more mass graves at Nassau Hospital they haven't even started on. There were so many missing health workers and patients that Anastasia says. There are so many missing health workers and patients that are likely in these mass graves. Al Jazeera's correspondent Hani Mahmoud reports that Gaza civil defence say the bodies include children, women, medical staff, wounded people and patients. He added that medical staff and evacuees who had managed to leave the hospital before the Israeli army's withdrawal had described scenes of horror, mass killings and arrests to the point the entire hospital turned from a place of healing into a massive graveyard. The civil defence also report signs of field executions, that some of those killed had been shot in the head, handcuffed, wearing detainee uniforms, as well as doctors still wearing their scrubs. That is people who clearly were not posing any threat and therefore no justification for the execution. They also report that they don't know if some of the bodies were buried alive or executed prior to their burial. Now, I've seen photos of some of the heavily decomposed bodies recovered. Obviously horrific to watch. You can see catheters, various hospital tubes coming out of their bodies, patients' gowns, that kind of thing. Now, it's reported some bodies of family members killed in the grounds of the hospital back in January were buried by relatives as a temporary desperate measure. Then the IDF exhumed bodies, supposedly to determine whether any of the Israeli hostages were among the dead, including taking them to Israel, then placed them in a mass grave. Now, we don't know how many of the bodies were buried by who, but it's self-evident that whatever the circumstances, it's Israel's brutal assault, which is obviously the cause of this mass death.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive and June. Olive and June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive and June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive and June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
And as I say, we're dealing with bodies with hands tied behind their backs. Those people who are in either detainees' gowns, for example, or hospital gowns, that kind of thing. Now let's hear from these two mothers who were searching for their missing sons in these graves.
I came here for the fifth day looking for the body of my son, Jamal. They told us there's a mass grave located here, and every day I come here to identify the body, but unfortunately I haven't found my son's remains.
I hope that anyone who knows anything about my son will inform me, or inform the officials. I can no longer bear it. Every day I come here and search. I come 2 or 3 times. I've searched for him in many places.
It's just, the impact is important to talk about because Palestinians have been dehumanised. And that's, I'm afraid, successful to a very large degree, that even people who oppose what's going on still find it hard to imagine Palestinians as people with lives of an equal worth to others. It's a huge problem. Israel relies on that dehumanisation, and our media helps legitimise it. Now, local rescue workers report they're looking for the bodies of 400 people missing after the Israeli military left. Now, let's hear from a journalist in the US asking the State Department spokesperson about all this.
On Saturday, the Palestinian civil defence crews have uncovered a mass grave with 180 people, including women, men and children, that Israel had basically killed those people. That's what they're saying. Are you aware of the report, and do you have any comment on it?
I've seen those reports, and we are inquiring about it with the government of Israel.
Will the U.S. press the Israelis to find out more about this?
That's exactly what we're doing.
Okay. One more.
Yeah, well, never any actual answers given here about these atrocities, are there? What we actually need is an independent investigation into the circumstances of how these mass killings happened, how each was killed. But of course, Israel won't allow that. And meanwhile, airstrikes continue to slaughter innocent people. Let's just listen to this report.
It has been a horrific 48 hours, even by Gaza's standards. 17 children and two women, all from the same extended family, died when another Israeli airstrike flattened this building, say Palestinians. Our team was shown pictures of some of them. At the hospital, relatives mourn the children killed, they say, as they slept in their beds.
Again, just process that. 17 children and two women, all from the same extended family, killed by an Israeli airstrike. Just one atrocity among countless others. Those 17 kids being slaughtered. I mean, if 17 kids suffered violent deaths in your country, that would be the biggest news headline for weeks. But in the case of Gaza, including those buried under the rubble, it could be 20,000 kids killed. It's around 14,000 or so that we know about. Now, the brutal truth is that if the Western media and politicians saw Palestinians as fellow human beings with lives of any worth at all, this obscenity would have been stopped a very long time ago. And yet a proposed military assault on Rafah, where most of Gaza's surviving population is sheltering, continues to be promised by Israel. Now, Melanie Ward, who heads medical aid for Palestinians, both her and that organisation do an incredible job in the most impossible circumstances, told an online media briefing there was no way possibly of doing that, that is an onslaught against Gaza, that will not be a human slaughter. She says there physically isn't enough space for people in Rafah to head elsewhere. Now, she says there's a humanitarian catastrophe on just about every measure, whether you look at food, water or sanitation. Everywhere you go in Gaza, the stench of raw sewage follows you, she says. There are literally lakes of untreated human waste. So many crimes committed. So many crimes to come. Some of the worst crimes of this century. All with the complicity of our governments. That's why they're trying to make us angry about protesters. Because those who protested this were right. Devastatingly right. Right in the worst possible way. Because being right in these circumstances means death on an unimaginable scale. And those who facilitated this obscenity know they are morally disgraced and they fear the consequences for themselves and for the continued Western support for the Israeli state. And so they try to distract us from trivialities like mass graves to instead focusing on those who tried to stop these mass graves from happening in the first place. Don't let them make you forget that. Please like, subscribe, do leave your comments. Do share and keep the show on the road in terms of taking on our pro-war media. Patreon.com/soldiersat4. Listen to us on the podcast. I'll speak to you soon.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.